They simply, they wanted to know if the story of the post was true this morning, but I refused to answer a question as to whether I was handing confidential information during my deposition with that witness. And I said, well, that's an example of the kind of thing that we have to deal with the press, because the Washington Post said that I refused to answer. What they didn't say was that there were 6 pages of the deposition. The lawyers argued for the relevance of the question. My counsel instructed me not to answer. But then I was perfectly happy to answer. I noted that I've never seen any confidential information. I just waited and second to the person. But that amnesty seemed to be the thing that really interested me most. And it gave me a great opportunity to talk about the vindication of the Post-Draft Act, as it seemed moral vindication. And if it provided that, it would be a dishonor to an advocate of Americans who served 45,000 Americans who gave their lives. And Monroe, Will Monroe, because when I met for this question, he was sitting there going, I think like this. They asked about the media relations, and I said I thought that we had perhaps the healthiest relations in the world of any administration in history. Over 200 years, the government, the press, and the adversary, we're the first ones to be offered and forthright about the talking of the government. And instead of, I didn't consider it intimidation to be that on the discussion. And another girl wanted to know about a good way we were sensitive to criticism on the war, the critics of the war. I did that tomorrow was that everybody talked about your courage and wisdom coming through the honor of itself, despite all of the critics. I knew it could be wrong. You were right. And that I didn't think it was an appropriate person at that moment. He didn't like that because that gave me the opportunity to make a little speech that I might go over that.
Well, they are sensitive, you know, on that fact. I know that Dick Wilson, that's what his comment was about. And of course, they are terribly sensitive about the fact that they have another standard. And after he asked them about the war all this time, I know that's an active part of the assassin and murderers, but not one of the bastards really retracted.
Now, when I said not 100 years, so it's an American president, been subjected to such scorn, such vicious, contemptuous criticism. And all the time, he just quietly and patiently, courageously, sought the solution, pushed the advantages, and realized that a lot of people didn't think that could be done. That's kind of hard to accept. And they do believe they could. But Monroe afterwards was very good. So, wondered why he didn't use that answer more in the media. It's not intimidation. It's intimidation for good things and not good things. When you're able to talk about the relationship between government, the press, and free society, it's worth discussing with the reporters. You know, bring them out on the table and have a good time. Good time to have a sit in.
Glad you did it. I bet you get some good mail.
Well, we'll see how it is.
That carried the day or tomorrow?
It was online.
Oh, online.
Yes, sir. They won't pick up. They won't pick up the embassy stuff. That's good. That helps us. I mean,
it's
too hard. It's very, very. But it's a damn good issue for us tonight. Damn good every day. Hell with them. Just. I said, so long.
You got that out of the leaders, that embassy question.
We got from a very good paper that we can't put together, sir. And, we've done a series of newspaper articles that are questions. And one of them, I thought it was especially well written, and I'm going to distribute that to the Congress, which is on this moral vindication question, which I don't
care.
I don't care if you go, and I was able to make that point this morning. Yeah, that needs to.
It needs to. It's hard for people to understand the difference. Like when this was not a civil war for us. Like when I was giving amnesty to the athletes.
That's right.
You wouldn't give amnesty. Civil War. So we had to hope that the mayor, we're not going to give amnesty to his own army. Shot him, and also the army that served the president would like to come back.
Now, I'm still, I mean, just, there's a pause on that.
three of us voted to consider. We have, we Republicans have the sturdy one, we have the liberty. We don't think this is going to graduate, we want to vote.
Well, you should speak to Schultz about that. We're trying to break this thing loose with Brennan. Brennan must have competent people in his shop. Because the labor department is, if you know, has a lot of issues that go far beyond labor. But they're difficult, complicated, the rest. Where Brennan should just leave it to the subordinates and should clear it to the top. And,
the work of the problem is to get it from the hospital. cleaning out the entire equipment.
And for the government, I don't know.
A shut stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And open, very good.
Call open.
And I put my, I was chatting. So I really was good. Turned to me that one very underweight.